This is the first time Cornell has celebrated Pi Day. It's celebrated across the country by mathematicians and mathematics departments, but we felt it was time to bring the tradition to Cornell. So the pies will be consumed during the pie eating contest. We're baked by a group of graduate students within the math department. The goal is to build sort of community spirit as well as to showcase what a fun group of mathematicians there are within the department. The process of doing research mathematics is a very solitary endeavor, so it's really important to have experiences like this that bring the community together. We have a selection of implements for the contestants to choose from. None are traditional silverware. We have spatulas and spaghetti tongs.
Today, 3/14 marks Pi Day, one of the most important holidays of the mathematician's calendar. And, you know, just sort of in the same way that Olympic athletes compete for some glory and honor, these brave mathematicians are competing for nothing less than the sake of mathematics.
It's now 1:59 p.m., so the contest can start.
I think it's just a fun way to get together and celebrate pie. And I like pie. Pie is one of my favorite desserts. So when I was invited, I jumped at the chance. I said, well, what kind of pie, when they invited me? And they said, any kind you want. And I said, I didn't think about it for a minute. And then I said, how about sweet potato pie? So they made a sweet potato pie for me.
Pi is one of the fundamental constants of the universe. It is pervasive throughout mathematics, and yet it's still a somewhat mysterious and beautiful number. It is not, the digits never repeat. It is a transcendental number, so it has a lot of mathematical meaning and beauty.